Todd, first of all, the automotive industry in general, it's an indicator of which way your economy usually is going. So in this case, with the pandemic, and in terms of local dealerships in this area, it had to be a big blow.
Oh, it certainly was. I mean, people are reluctant to go out unless necessary for the most part, and I think people back and forth in their mind toy with, is this necessary? Do I need to take my vehicle in and get service? Do I really need to do this right now? Do I need to do that right now? Just trying to do everything the right way and to adhere to the rules and just do their part towards the not spreading this virus any worse than it already is. So it's a blow to a lot of industries other than a lot of the food industries, I guess. They seem to be flourishing right now. But, no, it's a blow to ours and more a blow to our regular process, I think, is the biggest blow that I notice. I've been at this store that I work at for this is my 20th year here, and I just know how we do things here and how we typically do things. And the auto industry is very much a service industry. I mean, a person purchases a vehicle and then they stay in one form or another doing business there for usually at least the term of the warranty, which a lot of them are 5 years now. So they're coming back and forth to the store. And when you're used to being able to offer a service loan, or if a vehicle's going to be in the shop for a couple hours or they have groceries to go get or something, so you lend them a vehicle to do that, just a lot, or drive them home or have a comfortable lounge to watch TV and read a book or whatever. It's just a little bit different now with the rules, and it's all for the right reasons, but it's all stuff.
As a small business, though, in this case, your business and businesses like it are allowed to stay open. What's the difference?
Well, our federal government and the health organizations, when they deemed certain services and businesses essential or non-essential, transportation fell under an essential service. And of course, when the news was rolling out, we were all wondering how that was going to go. Were we going to be considered essential? But when you really step back and think about it, it does make some sense. I mean, there's for every healthcare worker, every doctor, every nurse, every frontline worker, Sydney's a small place and Cape Breton's a small place, but we're still outside of walking distance to the places we have to go.
You need that vehicle to get there, right?
You do, and more so than on the sales aspect of it, the vehicles have warranties, Dave, and that's a key component to this. A vehicle comes with whatever it is, in some cases a 3-year 60,000 kilometer warranty or a 5-year 100,000 kilometer warranty, and with things like that come obligations on the part of the customer. They've got to maintain that vehicle. They've got to keep up their services at certain intervals to keep their warranty valid. So there's that too. I mean, it's not only I have a problem with this thing right now, I have to get it fixed. I have no problems with this thing, but I have warranty on it. And if I don't carry out an oil change or whatever the recommended maintenance is, I don't want to put myself in an area where that gets voided because I didn't keep up my end of the bargain. So there's all those things.
I imagine that you talk to other people in your line of business, and when you're talking to them, the subject of where are we going to go from here probably comes up. What have you been hearing?
Well, yes, we do. We talk to everybody, or lots of colleagues from other stores, not only locally but Atlantically and right across the country. We talk to people, and obviously we're a manufacturer store, so we have the benefit of there's almost 250 Hyundai stores in my case across the country, and so manufacturers are very involved with this, and they're also doing their part and they're helping auto dealers as much as they can, giving them point of sale material to just, you know, the things that you see in supermarkets and everything right now. The feet on the ground so people know where to stand, and just they're constantly helping and working with the government officials and stuff to make every dealer's processes adhere to the rules and restrictions for the pandemic. There's no question.
I think I'm fair in saying this, that most of the people involved in your business, sales-wise, would be on a commission sort of basis. Has that hurt them in particular?
Well, it would. It definitely would. And in a store like ours, we have a smaller staff. We've always. It's funny when our manufacturer come to town. They seem to think for the size of the store and our volume, we should probably have 6 or 7 sales staff. That would be typical for a store of our volume. And what we've always done, we've always found the right recipe to have fewer than needed. Reason being, it just works for us in that if you have 6 people making up the volume of, say, one store versus 3 people, if you just think about what we've done, 3 people are probably less aggressive, less pushy. They don't need every single one right now. So it's a more comfortable experience for the customer, which is why we've put that in place.
But the thing is to get the customer there during this time of pandemic. That's got to be hard, right? That's got to be
difficult. It is. And with that said, ourselves and just about everybody that we've talked to have definitely made some cuts and some layoffs during this, and there's just no way around it. You couldn't. And at the same time, we because of the rules and regulations now, we can't actively go after business the way you might normally in a normal sales environment. We know we're here when people need to come, and we maintain less than 5 people gathering in an area, and obviously keep our 2 meters away. And with that said, you couldn't have your full staff on it. People would be running into each other, and it would just defeat the whole purpose.
Well, as I mentioned, though, car dealerships are not unlike any other small business. You'll have more of them when you're in a successful economy, right? That's just how it goes. Is it hard being optimistic as to where this has got to all end up?
Oh, it's hard being optimistic at all. I mean, it's only if you're an optimist, I guess you don't try to read in to wonder if you should be positive thinking or not. You just do. That is what an optimist is. They think the best. They don't read it through that way. But yeah, it's hard because I don't think anyone knows, Dave. That's the problem right across. It changes day by day. I mean, for us, I've never seen anyone tune in to watch either the president or the prime minister, I mean, or even our premier and Dr. Strang do their briefing every day. We're tuned in because we all anxiously are waiting to find out if it's slowing down, is it flattening, what's going on. So, I mean, it's certainly that. It's a day-by-day venture right now.
Yeah. Todd, thanks for talking with us. Good luck, and keep slugging at it, and stay safe and stay healthy.
And you do the same. You guys do a great thing over there. Dave, I'm glad to talk with you.